Shemaya, Chroeso I Learn Welsh. In this podcast, we're going to be discussing the conditional tense should. Here goes. So the first question we're going to be discussing is, Beth ddyle ti fwyta? What should you eat? So we have, ddylwn ni fwyta? I should eat. Ddyle ti fwyta? You should eat. So, ddyle ti is used when you're speaking to one person and they're more of a friend. Ddyle chi fwyta, you use chi when talking to more than one person or if you're talking to someone, for example, your head teacher or someone, your boss. When you show respect, is the polite version. So, ddyle chi fwyta. Ddyle ni fwyta, we should eat. Ddyle nhw fwyta, they should eat. So, bwyta is to eat or eating, and dylwn ni causes a soft mutation. So, dylwn ni fwyta, I should eat. Dylwn ti fwyta, you should eat. Dylwn chi fwyta, you should eat, polite and plural version. Dylwn ni fwyta, we should eat. Dylwn nhw fwyta, they should eat. So repeat after me. Dylwn ni fwyta. Dylwn ti fwyta. Dylwn chi fwyta. Dylwn ni fwyta. Dylwn nhw fwyta. And the question, what should you eat? Beth ddyle ti fwyta? So if you notice, ddyle ti, you should, or it could be ddyle chi, it's mutated because it's a question. So conditional tense in the question mutate. So it's beth ddyle ti fwyta, what should you eat? Or beth ddyle chi fwyta, what should you eat? So to give you a few ideas on the sentences we could use. Dylwn I fwyta ffrwythau, so I should eat fruit. Dylwn I fwyta llysiau, I should eat vegetables. So you could say, dylwn I fwyta mwy o, I should eat more of. Or dylwn I fwyta llai o, so I should eat less of. So dylwn I fwyta llai o sugar, I should eat less of sugar. Dylwn I fwyta mwy o protein, I should eat more of protein. So it's an example that what you could include. Or you could say, dylech chi fwyta mwy o basgod, you should eat more fish. Dylech chi fwyta llai o chocolate, you should eat less of chocolate. So let's go straight into negative. So the question is, beth ddyle ti ddim fwyta? So what shouldn't you eat? So there are two main differences from the sentence patterns when speaking negatively in the conditional tense. So for example, dylwn I fwyta, I should eat. The beginning mutates, so it's ddylwn because it's a negative sentence. And then you just add a ddim. So ddylwn I ddim fwyta. So instead of dylwn I fwyta, it's ddylwn I ddim fwyta. Ddyle ti ddim fwyta. You shouldn't eat. Ddyle chi ddim fwyta. So you shouldn't eat, so the polite and plural. Ddylwn I ddim fwyta. So we shouldn't eat. Ddylwn nhw ddim fwyta. They shouldn't eat. Now repeat after me. Beth ddyle ti ddim fwyta? What shouldn't you eat? So, ddylwn I ddim fwyta. Ddyle ti ddim fwyta. Ddyle chi ddim fwyta. Ddylwn I ddim fwyta. Ddylwn nhw ddim fwyta. So a few examples could be ddylwn i ddim fwyta llawer o siocled. I shouldn't eat lots of chocolate. Dylwn i ddim fwyta frastur. I shouldn't eat fat, etc. So you can have a look in your booklet to build your sentences. So diolch yn fawr am rando. It is difficult. Just practice and repeat and play the booklet links and make sure go over little and often and remember that there is mutations when using conditional tense in questions and in negative sentences. But don't forget, if in doubt, you can just change dylwn i fwyta, I should eat, to dylwn i ddim fwyta. And then the mutations will follow. So you just add a ddim, it'd be easier. Diolch yn fawr iawn am rando. Hwyl fawr.